We're learning Maseches Megillah Daf Yetesim and Aleph. The Gemara is going on the part of the Mishnah. It's written in different inks which aren't kosher for a Sefer Torah, or al anayev al difter on paper or on unprocessed parchment. Lo yatsa, you're not yatsa. Actually, ksuva shuris al a sefer b'diyot. So the contrast to the kam to the I mean the sam the sikra the kumis and the kankantayim and the nayin the difter is safer and diyot. You need processed parchment and diyot ink that's kosher for a sefer Torah. But it also says you need a shuris, and the Gemara says the ksiv kachsavam luchizmana. That is a shayla, because earlier in the Mishnah discussed what's the din with other lashaynis. Mechalash and yinat yetsa, but it says alakayin ayis loy yizayis balaz. And we spoke by richas, if loy yizayis is dafk, if they don't know lashon kaidish, or even if they do. Al kopanim, that's a discussion of mechalash. So here it says actually ksuva ashuris, the ksiv ksavim vechal shaynam. There's a machlekes of eiskim when it is written mechalash. If even then it has to be written in Ksav Ashuri, in other words, you have to use the Lashon Kodesh script, you could write in other Lashonis, you'd have to transliterate it into the Lashon Kodesh. But you can't use the English alphabet or the Russian Cyrillic or whatever it is, you have to dafka use the Hebrew Lashon Kodesh script, but you could write with Hebrew the words of other Lashonis. And that's what it means, Ksav Ashuri. So no, Ksav Ashuri is the Ksav. When you're using Lashon Kodesh, then you have to use particularly Ksav Ashuri. Lafuka, let's say Ksav Ivri, or another script of Lashon Kodesh. But when you're writing it B'chol Lashon, you could use the Ksav of that Lashon. Here's a Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says like this. So I say, Ksuv Targum of Lashon Acheris Mulshoinis Hagayim, Layotzi Lechavasa B'kirasa Lamakar Oisei Lashon Mulvad. That's the first halach of the Mishnah, that Ksuv B'chol Lashon is Yinai Yetza, unless Karinais and Lazis Balaz, which the Rambam holds, you have to know that language. But then the Rambam goes further. V'hu shetiyah ksuva b'ksav oisa lashon, and ma'isa ksuva b'ksav ivri v'kara ramas l'rami l'yatsa, shenim sezer kaira al-peh. It's only if it's written in the script of that lashon. If it's written in a Hebrew script, and you're reading a ramas l'rami, you're not yatsa. So the Beis Yosef quotes this Rambam. It's in Zimun Tafresh Sadi, and he says, yesh misha dayik, that you're not yatsa unless it's written b'ksav that's miyuchet for that language. In other words, when the Rambam says he means if you're writing in English, you need an English script. If you're writing in Russian, you need a Russian script. If you're writing in Chinese, you need a Chinese script. You need the ksav of Eisa Lashon has to be the script, the alphabet of that particular language. And the Beis Yosef is chaylik on that. The Beis Yosef says means that it shouldn't be written in Lashon Kodesh, and you're translating it as you're going along, like he writes the Mayakos of Lashon Kodesh. Translate as he went along, then it's a problem of Baal Peh, like the Gemara says. But there's no Kpeid on the Ksav, and he says, it's whatever script you want to use, you're writing it B'chol Lashon, you just have to make sure that what you're writing is the exact words that's being be said. It's not going to be translating from what you're writing. And that's what the Rambam also says. The Rambam, the Mechaber, quotes the Rambam, word for word, and the Rama says, if ain lachish basic ksav ksuva. So he's naming on like the Beis Yosef, he's passing a lach on the mice like the Beis Yosef. But Kumdes, sign the Beis Yosef and sign the Yesh Mefarshim, the Yesh Mishadiyak, holds it doesn't have to be written in the Hebrew script. The Shaila is, does it have to be written in the particular script of the language you're writing? If you're writing in English, do you need the English alphabet? And you're writing in Russian, do you need the Russian alphabet? Well, no, any alphabet is good as long as you're writing the words that you're going to be reading. So clearly, the Beis Yosef, the Ramah, and even the one he's arguing on, all them on that when you're writing it B'chol Lashon, you don't have to write a Shuri. But a lot of places can argue. The Gayin writes on the Ramah, it's a mistake. He says, the Mishnah says, Achik Suva Ashuri. And the Gemara says, you learn from Kichsavim. And the Gemara, early on, Daftes, and the Tesef is Mu'ur, that Ashuri doesn't only mean the language of Lashon Kodesh, it means the Ksav. So you always need Ksav Ashuri. And the Pri Chadash says that, and the Rabbi Kvega brings it from the Chavis Yor. So the guy in the Prichadash, the Chavis Yar, Reb Kvega brings it, and the Pnei Yeshua also says that. Pnei Yeshua says that the Mishnah L'chayr means this, because the Mishnah went into the Shaila of Lashon before, that B'chol Lashon is Layatza, B'chol is Layaz B'lanz, so what's Ksuv HaAshur? It's Miman of Shach. If we're talking about that you need Lashon Kodesh, and we're talking about for Layaz, we already said that. Why do we need a new thing? Actually, Ksuv HaAshur is Elamai, that the Isis, the Aleph base, has to be Ashuris no matter what. And he says a gevaldige zach. He says, you look in the Gemara Daf Tes, how does the Gemara know, which pasuk does the Gemara bring to tell you that in Megillah can't be b'chol lashon? The Gemara says, k'tsovim v'chol shayna. You look at this Gemara, which pasuk is it brought to tell you that in Megillah has to be written Ashuris? The answer is, k'tsovim v'chizmano. That's different from Sukkah. K'tsovim v'chol shayna. It's different from the pasuk than k'tsovim v'chizmano. Why does it say different from Sukkah? Zach the Meiridik. K'chsam v'chlashaynim is talking about, the letter that Achashverosh sent, but the Gemara is darshaning it apparently, if it goes k'chsam v'chlashaynim. But whose language? The Eden's language, right? Ela Yehudim k'chsam v'chlashaynim. That's what it says. That means the Megillah could be written k'chsam v'chlashaynim. It has to be in the Eden's language. What's the Eden's language? Either Lashon Kodesh, and that works for everyone, or everyone with their language that they speak. And from the Yelin and the Din, that if the Megillah is not in Lashon Kodesh and not in the language that this particular Yid speaks, so it's not Kol Shainam. But this pasuk of Av Gemara is K'savam L'Chizmanam, which there the pronoun, the K'savam, their K'savam, doesn't mean the Yidin's K'sav. It means the K'sav of the Megillah. The pasuk says, L'Kayim Mishimei Parim Me'elim Bizmaneim, Kimu v'kibu idem leim v'alzarim v'kolim v'leim v'yavar, li'es oisim shneem eil k'ksavam v'chizmanam. So the k'savam means the k'sav of the Megillah. The k'sav of the Megillah was not in any language. The k'sav was Ashuri. The l'shaynam is not the lashon of the Megillah. The l'shaynam is the lashon of the Yehudim. The lashon Yehudim could include other languages as well. The k'savam, this k'savam doesn't mean the k'savam of the Yehudim. It means the k'savam of the Yemeim. The k'savam of the Zmanim, which is the k'savam of the Megillah, the original k'sav, which was k'sav Ashuri. So that's how the Pnei Yeshua learns. So like we said, the Kama Paiskim, the Gayan, the Pri Chadash, the Chavisyar, the Mikvege brings down the Pnei Yeshua, that Neman, that you need Ashuri. That's what the Mishnah says. You need Ashuri. And Ashuri is a din. It doesn't matter which Lashon is. The Mishnah talked about the Lashon earlier. The Ashuri here means the Ksav, no matter what Lashon it is, but the Ksav has to be Ashuri. You have to transliterate the Ksav into an Ashuri Ksav. To transliterate the Lashon into an Ashuri Ksav. Now, there are Rishayim that say this Mavirsh. The Shildi Gebarim brings the Riyaz. It's on the Gemara on the Afiches Manal. Afvi Shechshir Shal L'Shenis Megillah Aksiv Etzriches Tei Ashuris Shuksav V'Shukayish V'Loiksav Yivani V'Loishar Aksivais. That's what the Shildi Gemara brings from the Yaz, Mamish Mefurish, and also the Tashbats and Chelik Aleph Simin Ches. He also writes the Megillah Aksiv Ksav V'Shenim Mehaytam Meshuna Giftus L'Giftus Afilochi Boish Tei Aksiv Ashuris. Even though it says Ksav V'Shenim and we allow other L'Shenis, but the Ksav has to be Ashuris. The Sharatzian I saw brought the Mi'iri, I couldn't find the Mi'iri. Palkapanim, the Riaz and the Tashmatz is there. But the Bialacha says, a Kamiri Shainim hold like the Shulach Aruch and the Ramah. That hold that the Ksav could be a Ksav of a different language. The Raj is Mefurish. Here, the Chdushi Raj is right here. Achte Ksuva Ashur, Sukh the Raj, Bakashali, Bakaridais, Lois Balaz, Uhush Ksuva Balaz. How could you say need a Ksav Ashuris? What about a Ksav? What about Lois Balaz? And it's written in Laz. V'yesh loymar, dal aloyin sheshom ashuris yatzakai. Kleimah v'chol ha-shem sheshom yisud ben yedim ashuris ben aloyin liyatzak sheksuv ashuris. We're going specifically when he doesn't know the Lashon, and he's being yatzak because it's ashuris, then it has to be written ashuris. And the Rajva says that's a smuchim the tesefta. The other Rishayim, the Paiskim, would say, what do you mean? You could write in any Lashon, but the Ksav is to be ashuris. No, the Rajva says clearly, the Ksav is Balaz. It's going on a loyish Shisham Ashuris in order to be Yaitza. When you don't understand the Lashon, you need Lashon Kodesh, then you need Ksav Ashuri, and it brings it this after. The Ritva also, he says it on Daftes. He says, whenever, the Ritva on Daftes says, whenever you matter the Lashon, you matter the Ksav as well. So since it says, Giftus L'Giftim, that means even Kaksavim L'Chol Shainim. And he also says it again, repeats it again here on Daftes. So the Rashi draws clear, like the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, that when you're writing it b'chol lashon, you're writing in the lashon of the umas also. The Bialacha says, "Kama other rishayim which aren't as mukhrich." The Ramban l'mashal he says, because the Ramban says, "Why were they a matter?" The Ramban that says it's only a matter of someone who doesn't know lashon kodesh. He says, "Why were they a matter loizus b'laz?" He says, "Because it's more presuminisa," and he says, "We want to give them a chance to read it themselves." If the reason why being matal lo yizal lashon is you want to give him a chance to read themselves, if it's only kibritin ashur and he doesn't know lashon kodesh, how is he going to read it? It's a daichik to say he can read the aleph beis, he can read the letters, but he still doesn't understand the meaning. He's also medaiked away from Tosfos early in Daf Chesem and Beis, and he's medaiked away from the Rambam. The lashon of the Rambam that we started with, whether it means like the Yesh Mefarshim or like the Beis Yosef, it certainly sounds like it means that the Ksav is the Ksav of the other lashon. Again, the lashon of the Rambam is Ha'isuksuvet Targum Be'Lashon Acheres Moshenis Agayim Layatzeich Vasvukas Elamaka Oisel Lashon Lovad. For who should tia Ksuvah B'Ksav Oisel Lashon? He doesn't say for who should tia B'Oisel Lashon. Who should Ksuvah B'Ksav Oisel Lashon? It really sounds very much that the Ksav is the lashon umis. The Rambam also doesn't bring down the din of the Mishnah Shuris. Actually, the Kvenu Ashuris, he only brings down the you need alaseifu b'dyai. He leaves the din Ashuris to the same shmuz that he had with lashon. Right? Says there's no naya din that besides that the lashon, that even when the lashon is a lashon goyin, you need a ksav ashur. The Ram Zichr doesn't bring down such a thing. If anything, the mashmai says he says b'ksav is a lashon. Sounds like the ksav of the lashon would work. So if this is right, the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah have very strong basis in the Rishonim. The Rajma, the Ridva, are Mefurish. There's the Mashmais from the Ramban and from Tesis and from the Rambam. And the Achreinim, the guy in Bereisham, that say not the way they have Rishonim that say it. The Bialocha brings down another Rishon that brings the Machlokes. The Sefer Eshkol, an early Rishon of Avram the Avbezdin, the Sefer Eshkol, that he says he thought that every Lashon will need a Ksav Ashuri, but he says, mean the Shaski Rav Visa, since the Rishonim, the early Rishonim don't say that, Masha still it ain't so Ksav Ashuri, the Lashon Kodesh, Vloy B'Shal Lashon is. Ksav Ashuri is only when you need for Lashon Kodesh. But he writes that, say, for Eshkol is Mashma, not like the Beis Yosef, that any Ksav would work. The Beis Yosef is Mashma, I mean, the Sefer Eshkol is Mashma, that you need the Ksav of that Lashon, but I'll go upon him. The Sefer Eshkol is also called, like the Rajma, the Ridva, that you don't need Ksav Ashuri when it's another Lashonis. Now, L'chaya, what will be the din if you know Lashon Kodesh? In other words, so Kodesh was saying, I mean, you need Sefer and Yoy. But let's say you have Sefer and Yoy, you're writing it on parchment with the regular Sefer Torah ink, but you write it with the English script, you write it in English, Yoytza. How about if you write it in Lashon Kodesh, but you don't write it with the Ksav Ashuri script, you write it with the Ksav Ivri, or you write it with script? Would that be worse than Kol Lashon? From the Rashba, it sounds a little mashma, the loyis Shama Ashuri, that he needs Lashon Kodesh, he needs a Ksav Kodesh. But someone who knows Lashon Kodesh, so would it be worse if someone who knows English could be Yetzir with a Ksav English, so someone who knows Lashon Kodesh, a Ksav Lashon Kodesh, which is not Ashuri, is that worse? As I would plan that maybe it could be Yetzir, when I saw in the Igris Mesha, Chela Gimel Simon Tzadachas, he names on with a Clarkite, he has a tshuva about the mamish about this topic, he names with a Clarkite, no. Lashon Kodesh is only one script, Ashuri, that's it. There is no other script for Lashon Kodesh. If you write it in Lashon Kodesh and you're not writing Ashuri, you didn't write it in Bechlal. He said, even according to the Yosef, that by Ksav Umais, you can write it in English in a Russian script, that's because once you're writing Ksav Umais, any script is good enough. And that's a big Kiddush, he says. Pashas, you need the script of that language. But Lashon Kodesh, for sure, you need the script only of Lashon Kodesh. It doesn't exist if it's not Ashuri. That's what he says. And now let's go back to the Gemara has a kasha al seifu b'dyay minolan. How do you know, right? Ksuvah Ashur is the Gemara says you know from Ksavim Kuzmanim, and we had that discussion if that means it always has to be Ashuris or only when it's in Lashon Kodesh it has to be Ashuris. But now you have al seifu b'dyay. So the Gemara says minolan. The Gemara says you have a Zeri Shava. Here's the Tichth of Esther Amalka, and there it says b'yayim lam barach mipiv yikari elam svarim elam in the case of al seifu b'dyay. Just like there is Sefer B'dyay, so here also has to be Sefer B'dyay. That's the Gemara. So the Rashba asks the Kasha, technically, because it's called Sefer. The Nicht of the Sefer. The Gemara learns that Dinim. You see at the end of the Gemara, that it's called Sefer. So you learn that Dinim, that Chudei Bishdin is possible. You learn that Dinim from Sefer. So why can't you learn a Dinim of Sefer and Dyay because it says Sefer? Sefer Torah needs Sefer and Dyay. So the Rashba says, but it's called Igeris. So you would think that Igeris doesn't need Sefer Dyay. Kamash Malan. Right, just like the Gemara brings different svaris. Why call the Geras that shouldn't need it? Yeah, that's the Rashba. Well, that's why we need Xerish. That's why we need Xerishah. Now, as the Shtigl Biskurav, we had mentioned it earlier, And the Rizki Rav asks the kasha, the Megillah says, is one of the ksuvim. A ksuvim, all kisei kodesh need sefer diyot. It's a Mishnah Yadayim. All kisei kodesh need sefer diyot. Why do you need a bezundu yafusam legabe Megillah? So he says this big site, which you mentioned, that Ksivas Megillah is two separate dinim. Megillah is part of the Kisvei Kodesh. It's brought in by the Vast Decision, so Ksuvim, one of them is Megillah Esther, we had earlier, Esther's Matami Siyadayim, it's called Kisvei Kodesh, Rama passing that way, and Ochashai Orva Satuma, Perak Tesla Loch above. Right? Megillah Esther is part of your Kisvei Kodesh library, it's part of your Kisvei Kodesh, right? Also, there's a din, it's a Megillah, for Purim, to be Eitz of the Chayvus Kriyas Megillah. So he says, that by a mitzvashit, that if it didn't have the din of Megillah, for whatever reason, the dinim by Megillah, it still would be considered a Kisvei Kodesh, even if it wouldn't be Yetzir the dinim of Megillah. And he's Mechadish, that even if it's not Kisvei Kodesh, it still could be Megillah. So Meli says, Enechinami. In order to be Kisvei Kodesh, I know you would need Sefer Adyai. That's a din by all Kisvei Kodesh. But still, I'd be able to Yetzir Megillah without it, to be Aksivus Megillah without Sefer Adyai. That's why I need another Yafusa for Sefer Adyai. Now, Chayil Afila Rashi, it's not Mamash Raif in this Gemara, because the Geras will be Mafkiyah from being a Sefer. I just think that the Rashi itself is not Mamash Mukh, not like the Rav. Because you can learn the Rashi's Kasha is, even Mitzad the Din Megillah, you need Sefer. That's what the Rashi means. So Mitzad the Din Megillah, you need Sefer. Sefer means you need parchment and Diyot. And that the Gemara says, Mitzad the Din Megillah, there's two Din in the Sefer, and there's a Geras. You wouldn't know which one to do. Kamash Mund, Xavier Shava. To tell you that you need Sefer in the Yai. But this all could be Mitzad the Chayvus Megillah. You see, the Rashi doesn't ask clearly, it's Kisvei Kodesh, why should it be different than other Kisvei Kodesh? The Rashi says it's called Sefer. So you could say, in the Din Ksivus Megillah, there's a Din that a Ksivus Megillah is called Sefer, and a Ksivus Megillah is called the Garis, and you have these Kalukim. But Al Kopanim, it's not a riot to the Rav anymore, because maybe in the Chanami, all there is one Din. And in Yenid Din, which is both Ksivus Megillah and Kisvei Kodesh combined, it says a Dini Garis. And well, that's why I need this Xavier Shava. That's what the Rashba is saying. So the Chayal Lefida Rashba is not Mukhrich, the Risker of Shtaina. You could learn the reason why you need Xavier Shava is because the Megillah has a special Kula that's called the Nigaris. And that's a Kula that's Din Kisvei Kodesh also could be. Could be there's only one Din. Now, Lechayit is a big R in the Brisker Rav, which you didn't mention. I want to mention it now. The Gemara says in Naftes, the Gemara is discussing, and Gemara is discussing Kisvei Kodesh. Svarim Nechtav V'chalash, the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, V'reminu, we have Mikra Shekasav Targum, Targum Shekasav Mikra, and Matam Islam, Ela Achik Suva al Seifu B'diayim. Ashur is al Seifu B'diayim. Right? That's the Gemara earlier. The Gemara says Kasha. So the Gemara says, "Hab b'shasrav, hab b'megillah." And Megillah, why not? Because it says k'ksava, k'ksava v'chol shay. L'chayra, according to the Rav, there's two dinei k'siva. There's a din k'siva mitzad Kisvei Kodesh, and a din k'siva mitzad Mikra Megillah, and they have different dinim. Kisvei Kodesh is the same as every other Kisvei Kodesh, and whatever chaluk you find in Megillah is only negated to Megillah. It could be a pasul of Megillah and a kasher of Kisvei Kodesh. It could be a pasul of Kisvei Kodesh and a kasher of Megillah. So, the din of Kechsavam, v'shteit by Megillah, that's a din of Megillah. It's very dachuk to learn. The pasuk by Megillah. The pasuk is teaching you dinim about Megillah. So, why would the Gemara use Kechsavam to tell you that mitzad din Kisvei Kodesh doesn't work? Mitzad Kisvei Kodesh, v'am v'tam v'chalashin. That it says Kechsavam, that's a din of Megillah. What's v'chalam shan of Gemara daftes? It says about Megillah, it's Eina Matame Yisiyadayim, it's different than all of the Svarim, because it says Ketzavim, L'chai Ketzavim, if you can learn this two different Ksivas, it's Ding Ksivas Megillah, and Ding Ksivas Kisvei Kodesh, so why should Ketzavim be a Din Kisvei Kodesh? L'chai says Ding Ksivas Megillah. Echmein, that Kasha alone is a very, very stark Kasha. But I have another Kasha also. Now, Niach, you're going to tell me that Ketzavim is a Din Kisvei Kodesh. So first of all, so then the Hechetes is the Din of Megillah. Why should it be both? And the Gemara is Mavur, that according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, that Svarim and Nechtavim be Yevani, that Laz Yevani is Kasha L'Koyel. Why? Reb Shimon Gamliel is the Din in Kisvei Kodesh. It's the Din by all Kisvei Kodesh. Kisvei Kodesh is a good Yevani. Why does it do with Megillah? So maybe you could say that maybe it's the mean of Kiksava means it has to be the Ksav of Kisvei Kodesh. And since Rav Shem Wheel holds that the Ksav Kisakayish includes Yevani, so it can't be a Mayek Ksavam. But Lamais and the Ramban and the Ran earlier are both Mavur, that without the Mian of Ksavam, what would be the Din? According to the Rabbanan, the Din would be that there wouldn't be a Psil of Kuchalashin altogether. But according to Rav Shem Wheel, what would be the Din? The Din would be without the Mian of Ksavam, they can only read the Megillah in Ashuris and in Yevanis. Why? According to Rav, it's two separate dinim. That's a dim at Tzadikis V'Kaidish. Tzadikis V'Kaidish. So then, the Rabbanan holds B'Cholashin, and Rav Shemuel holds this Yevani. But if there wouldn't be a mean of Kuksavam, why would there be any Machlaikis Rabbanan Shemuel, the guy made a dim Megillah? It's a separate thing, Siva. Me'echetes is telling the thing, Siva, of Kis V'Kaidish. All this L'Chayr is Sarachian. It'll be more geschmack to learn, it's one din. There can't be two dinim. There's one sefer. The Chayvus Megillah and the Kisvei Kodesh is all the same din. So then we can learn one from the other. If there's a mead in Megillah, that goof will be a mead in Kisvei Kodesh. If the din Kisvei Kodesh would allow Kolashin, so that would mean that Megillah also. Then you can learn the mead of Kuksavam and the Shaykhus of Shemgil and the Rabbanan and the din of Binyayitz and Megillah and the din of Matamish Yedayim is all the same din. If you learn it's two dinim, so had the Gemara put together the shmuz of whether it's a Megillah B'chol Lashon, whether it has a din Metame Shetayim, whether the din of Kisvei Kodesh, with the din of Yetz in the Megillah. So I think it's a good Ara on the Risk Rav. One more Ara is that the Risk Rav says that as you say, it is Mizbar Lehedya for the Gemara Dav Zayin. The Gemara Dav Zayin says like this. That's his Lashon. Mizbar Lehedya for the Gemara Dav Zayin. The Gemara says, "Am Shmuel, Esther ainu matame siyadayim. Lemeim of the Sav Shmuel, Esther la bruach hakaidish nemra. V'am Shmuel, Esther bruach hakaidish nemra." He's saying Esther's not matame siyadayim, so he's saying it's not bruach hakaidish. I Shmuel says Esther bruach hakaidish nemra. Gemara says, "Nemra likreis lo nemra lichtayv." It's only said to read, but not to write. So Shainim asked the Kasha Karl Peliyatsa. So the Dvar says that it's nindli kasa shleite al peh, avlo nindli kasa v'chal kisve kaidish. Zag de Biskirav, state mefurish in the Ritva, that you have a din ksivas Megillah, even without the din of ksivas kisvei kodesh. And then the Rav says, Taisa says a different text. Taisa says, according to Shmuel, din ksivas min rabbana, not from the tekana of Ruach HaKodesh, not from the tekana of the Megillah. It's not in the Ruach HaKodesh, but min rabbana is the din ksivas. He says, oh, see, see, Taisa also din ksivas. Din kisvei kodesh is Ruach HaKodesh, and din ksivas min rabbana. That's be'erich what the Biskirav is saying. Chaya, I don't understand. Avada, if there is no din of Kisvei Kodesh by Megillah, which is what Shmuel held, as the Einu Matam Mesiyadayim, it's no din of Kisvei Kodesh. So then, you want to tell me there is a din Ksivas Megillah, so of course, if there is no din of Kisvei Kodesh, so the din of Ksivas Megillah, Avada is independent of din Kisvei Kodesh, because there is no din of Kisvei Kodesh. But you didn't prove that if there is a din of Kisvei Kodesh, that din remains independent of the din of Ksivas Megillah. And Fakert, Rashi says, that according to Shmuel, Yates in the Megillah Malpeh. And Rishayim explained, and what does it mean, Kar Al Peh Liyotza? It has to be like the other Tanam, that Esther was Baruch HaKadosh. Esther is Matami Siyadai. So Chari Rashi holds Mamash Pum Fakeh from the Misra. Rashi holds it can't be such a thing. Rashi holds that if there's no Din Kisvei Kodesh by Megillah, there can't be a Din Sivas Megillah, period. And it has to be Kar Al Peh Ziyotza. So in Rashi, you see him before, it's not like the Viskira. And even in Taisus, I think. Why does Taisus have to say it's the Rabbanim? Why didn't Taisus say the Dvar Taisus? Elamai Taisus held, it can't be such a thing. If it's written Beruach HaKodesh, and there's a Din Ksivas Megillah Beruach HaKodesh, you're part of the Kisvei Kodesh, yet the Din is the Din Ksivas Megillah. You can't be Mechal between the two. And if you say there's no Din Kisvei Kodesh, that the Hechuch means there's no Din Ksivas Megillah. Later they were Mechadish Min Rabbanim Din Ksivas Megillah. But to say that there's a Din Ksivas Megillah Beruach HaKodesh Alts Megillah and it's not Kisvei Kodesh, Taisel's not Shaykh. Why not? It's two dinim. Elamai. Taisel, you could only be two dinim if there is no Din Kisvei Kodesh. Now you have a Din Ksivas Megillah. Where did it come from? Came in Rabbanim, not Beruach HaKodesh. But if the Din Megillah was Beruach HaKodesh, that would make it Kisvei Kodesh. It doesn't work one without the other. Otherwise, they have no hech to say it's the Rabbanan. Now, the involves that there could be a Metzias that's in Bechlal, not Kisvei Kodesh, and still is it in Ruach HaKodesh of Megillah. But from the Dvar, you don't see Bechlal that if it is Kisvei Kodesh and there's a din Ruach HaKodesh in Megillah, then it's not Oisei Din. You don't see that in the Ritva. You just see if there's no din Kisvei Kodesh. So in Rashi and Taisus, you see Bechlal, they can't conceive of thing even if there's no din Kisvei Kodesh. If there's no din Kisvei Kodesh, Memela, there's no din Kisvei Megillah. It can't go on without the other. The Ritva holds, if there's no din Kisvei Kodesh, it's still going to be din Kisvei Megillah. But if there is a din Kisvei Kodesh, you don't see Bechlal in the Ritva, then that would automatically make it the same din as Kisvei Megillah. Yep, that's the Aron of Iskra. And now let's go a little bit into the next sugya, Benir Shalach Lekrach, from Bissel. To break the sugya, we'll touch on the Ikka rate. The Mishnah says, a Benir Shalach Lekrach, a Benir, someone who lands in Yudal, who goes to the Krach, who lands in Tezvav, and a Ben Krach Shalach Leir, a Ben Krach that's from Tezvav, that goes to the that lands in Yudal, and Mosul Aizlam Kaimim, if he can go back to his place, Kairikim Kaimim, he lands like the place where he's originated, if not, he lanes with the city that he is now. And Rava says, it's only if he's planning on going back on the night of Yudalad. If he's going to be there in the morning of Yudalad, then he's Kairi Yimon. There's two Mahalchim in the Rishayim Ikriyim in the Sugya. Rashi says that the case of Asa Lives Bael Yudalad is going specifically on the second case of the Mishnah. Ben Krach Shaholach Le'ir. But a Ben Ir Shaholach Le'krach, there it's not telling you doubt. There it's telling you Tezvav. A Ben Krach Shaholach Le'ir, so here's a Ben Krach. If he becomes a Ben Ir, so then he loses the Din Ben Krach. How does he become a Ben Ir? By being there in the morning of Yudalit. He has to be there. He's not Asad Lars of Le'el Yudalit. And then he's a Praise Ben Yaymeh. Praise Ben Yaymeh Kari Praise. And Memela, he becomes the ear, and then he loses the chiyuv of the krach. If he's not going to be in the ear, the yom yadalad, so he never becomes a praise ben yomay, and mainly he's still a ben krach. And that's why a ben krach shalach le'ir. What about a ben ear shalach le'krach? A ben ear shalach le'krach, in order to become a mukaf ben yomay, has to be the tezvav. So that's not telling yadalad, that's telling tezvav. The ben ear shalach le'krach, the also lives of belel yadalad, even if he's not Asad Lagzar Yadal, he's still not a Ben Krach, he's still a Ben Ir, unless he's Asad Lagzar, unless he's Eina Asad Lagzar Bel Tezvav. He has to stay till Tezvav to become a Ben Krach, to become a Mukif Ben Yaymai. Shad is your praise Ben Yaymai if you're in the Ir and Yadalad. You're a Mukif Ben Yaymai if you're in the Krach on Tezvav. Rashi held, there's no Svara B'chlal to say that you're a Mukif Ben Yaymai by being in the krach on Yudalit. Yudalit is not the Zman Kriya for the krach. It's not going to make you a mukav ben yaymai. You have to be a mukav ben yaymai, it has to be on Tezvav. So Rashi learns because of that, the Rishayim read his eyes, that when Rava said, Lashana Shazal Azbel Yudalit, he's going on the second case in the Mishnah, Ben Krach Shalach Le'ir. Why did Rava talk about the second case? Why didn't Rava say, Lashana Shazal Azbel Tezvav, and go on the first case? Because the pasuk is Alkeini Hudu Maprazim Ayeshu Maria Prazim. The pasuk is talking about the prazim, the praise Ben Yaymeh Kari Praz. So the pasuk is teaching you that someone who originated in a krach in a mukaf, and he ends up in the ear for one day, which day Yadalit, because that's the creed of the ear. He becomes a praise, and he's Kari Yimot. And from there we learn the din that who a din if a ben ear who lands in Yadalit goes to a krach. And he's there on Tezvav, not on Yadalad, on Tezvav, his man. Then he becomes a Mukaf, Mukaf Ben Yaymah, he lays on Tezvav. Now, a lot of Rishayim hold like this. The Baal Amor, the Ramban, the Rajma, the Ritva, and the Rat. They all hold like Rashi. And Rashi adds one Knech, which you need for the Mishnah, that the Ben Ir that went to the Krach, does he have to lay on Yadalad? Because he's not yet a Mukaf Ben Yaymah. So that depends if he plans on being a Mukaf Ben Yaymah. He plans on being a Mukav Ben Yaymai, and he's in the Krach on Yadalad, and he plans on being there in the morning of Tezvav, then he doesn't have to land on Yadalad, then he becomes a Mukav Ben Yaymai, even though he didn't become Mukav Ben Yaymai yet, his plan to be a Mukav Ben Yaymai sounds like Sredi Mafkiyim from being a Ben Ir. So a Ben Krach that comes to an Ir, very simple, if you're there Yadalad, then you're a Purz Ben Yaymai, then you're Mechliyiv to land Yadalad, and that's that we'll see, that's also a Shailan the Rishayim. If you don't go back to the krach, so since you're a praise ben yaymai, so you're not a ben krach anymore. If you go back to the krach, so now you're going to be a mukif on Yom. So you have a guy that started off as a mukif, or even if he started off in the air, and he goes to the air, becomes a praise ben Yom, he's mechuyif to lay it on your dalet. So if he stays there, so Pashit, he's a praise ben Yom, and he never became back a mukif, so he's yetzer with the kriya yadal. If he goes back to the mukif, so he's both the praise ben Yom and the mukif ben Yom. So Shainim bring a thesis that says, well, once he yetzer, if you were a praise ben Yemei, you were ben krach, but you were a praise ben Yemei, and laid your dalet, that's it. You only get one kriyas megillah per year. But the Rishonim bring the Yerushalmi that no, you're a praise ben Yemei, fine, and now you go back to the krach, now you're a mukif ben Yemei. So you're both. In other words, to become a ben ir, default is he's chiyav is your dalet. But if he becomes a mukif ben Yemei, and, or if he plans on becoming a mukif ben Yom, and he's out of the ear, he's in the krach, and he plans on staying there till Tezvav, then he's pater from Yedalot, and he's chayim on Tezvav. You have a ben krach, his kriya is Tezvav. If he becomes a praise ben Yom, and he stays there, so he becomes ice mukif, and his kriya is Yedalot. If he's both a praise ben Yom and a mukif ben Yom, the Yishayin and bring the Yishalmi, so good, so he gets both of them. The praise ben Yom is mechayiv in Yedalon, the mukim ben Yom is mechayiv in Tezvav. That's Rashi's chat, and like we said, the Ramban, Rashi, Ritvav, Balamor, Ran, all agree with him. The Asangas and Raivan on the Rif, and the Rush, they hold that the Pashas, the Rav, is not mashman that way. Rav has said Yedalon, he means both of them Yedalon. Yedalon's the Kaveya. Yedalon's the Kaveya. You become a praise ben Yom on Yedalon, you also become a mukim ben Yom on Yedalon. Everything's totally on Yedalon. Wherever you are in your dalet, that's kaveya. See, I'm thinking the machlekes is like this. The other Rishonim, Rashi v'Seyate, holds that there's two chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv praise and a chiyuv mukif. And a praise ben yomei gives you a mechayiv of praise, and a mukif ben yomei gives mechayiv of mukif. And when do you get the chiyuv of praise on your dalet? When do you get the chiyuv of mukif on Tezvav? The Raivan and the Rashi hold there's one chiyuv. You have to shtel a vank, are you a praiser or a mukif for this one chiyuv? And since the Torah says, by being a praiser on your dalet, you shtel the vank, you're a praise, even though you came from a krach and you plan on going back, who adin, if you're in a krach on your dalet, you become a mukif. You vank a mukif. You learn it out. Just like the Torah says, if you're in the morning of your dalet, and a praise, you become a praise. Who and then, if you're in the morning of your dalet and a mukif, you become a mukif. Now, there's one slight chiluk between the Raivan and the Rush. The Rush is saying that if I'm a ben krach, I go to the ear. I'm a ben ear menach. I go to the krach on the morning of your dalet, I become a mukif. What if I return to the ear now on Tezvav? So the Rush says, good. See, so laying in the ear on Tezvav. Wherever you were in your dalet, shtels you a vek, you're a mukif, and now you go back to the ear, so you land on the ear in Tezvav. The Raivit says no. You mechuyif to stay in the krach, you turned into a mukif, and you have to stay in the krach and land in the krach. The Raivit holds, you can't be yaitza, the din of Tezvav, when you're in the ear. But the point is, you become a mukif and yaymai, that now you have to go and stay in the krach and land in the krach. That's a machlokes the Raivan and the Rush. Now, there's a shaila. The Rambam and the Rif are pretty msasim, and the shaila had to learn them up. Are they saying like Rashi, or are they saying like the Raivan and the Rush? That's a shaila. Shulchan Aruch just quotes the Rambam, so I guess it's a shaila Shulchan Aruch. But the Beis Yosef learned the Rambam like Rashi. Now, also the Rif and the Rambam are most of one extra interesting halacha that they say that you have to have planned on staying there. Let's say you didn't plan; you planned on going back. But you ended up staying there, that won't make you a praise ben Yom. Praise ben Yom has to be that you planned on being there. When you made the trip, you planned on staying in the ear till the morning. Let's say you didn't plan that, you were planning on going back, and the einus happened and you stayed, so then you're not a praise ben Yom. But the Rif and the Rambam both say this comes from the Yishalmi. Shaila exactly how to learn it, then come back on Lach.